Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome back to our learning at Shari. We are learning the Zechon Liului Nishmasa, Miriam Fron, Miriam Baschaim Yitzhak, Allah HaShalom. May the Neshama continue to merit an Aliyah Be'azor HaShem in the Zchus of the Divrei Torah that we will share this evening. And we continue to thank the Fron family very, very much for their commitment to this Harbatos HaTorah, the Zechon Nishmas, their mother, Allah HaShalom. Next week's parasha is Kisavo, and Kisavo tells us about the mitzvah of Bikurim. And Chazal tells in Medrash Bereishis Rabbah, I think it's Parsha Alef Siman Daled, that for Bikurim the whole world was created. What does it mean for Bikurim the whole world was created? Bishvil Bikurim Shenik Rereishis. There's a lot of things the world could be created for. Bikurim, because Bikurim represents the mitzvah of Hakar Sotov, bringing the first fruits up to the temple in temple times. And it was an expression of Hakar Sotov, recognizing with gratitude all the good that Hashem has bestowed upon us, for gratitude and expressing thanks the whole world was created. So it is not lip service. Every week when I thank the Frun family for dedicating this year, the Zeicher and the Yilui Nishmas, their mother, Allah HaShalom. We're going to continue in the incredible piece. I don't know if anyone's been thinking about it over the past week. I have a lot, and it's made an impact to my mealtime and my food preparation. And I don't know if it's something you've been thinking about, but it's an incredible idea that a tzaddik is not satiated from food alone, but rather from Yiras Shamayim, fear of God. We're going to go back to it, but first I just want to read a short piece from Mishpacha. It was in last week's Mishpacha. It's back to school, so they had letters from different professionals in the school capacity to students who were going back to school. And when I read this, it's so relevant to our shir because it's about food. Dear students, it's from signed Moshe Landsman, school cook. Dear students, I work in the school kitchen, and I'm looking forward to a new year. Here are some things you might not know about the school kitchen staff. When we make the food, we want everyone to like it. Obviously, everyone is coming from different homes and used to different kinds of foods and cooking styles, so it's inevitable that some kids won't love the food, but we do our best. Remember, no cook is ever making food they want kids not to enjoy. Maybe if you knew how much we wanted you to like our food, it would help you have a better attitude. I'm going to share a personal story with you. Due to a medical condition I have, I cannot eat any food at all. I get food, he puts it in parentheses, directly into my body through an IV inserted into my vein. Appreciate that you can eat, exclamation mark. Enjoy the taste of the food. Since I can no longer enjoy the food I prepare, I work with food only as a mitzvah. It's a chesed to prepare food other people can enjoy so they can stay strong and healthy. Only Bnei Yisrael can take something physical, like food, and turn it into ruchnius. And this is really how Shkafa Mishraz as Yamim Tovim are upon us. We're just at the supper table, we were talking about the calendar, and I said the Rosh Hashanah of Ezra Hashem is 2 weeks from Sunday night. It's Wednesday night, so 2 weeks from Sunday night, Be'ezras Hashem is Rosh Hashanah. So especially as a woman preparing Yom Tov, it's really something that we do need to keep in mind. Only the Bnei Yisrael can take something physical, like food, and turn it into ruchnius. When you thank Hashem that you can eat, and when you make a bracha, you're making ordinary food into something kadosh. So I don't know, these past weeks have been very impactful for me, I hope for you too. When I make my brachas, I really try to have kavanah, and I'm thinking to myself, and I think I'm eating some chlorophyll and some sunlight and some seeds and some dirt, and all of it comes together to eat this food in front of me. I'm really thinking about this. Once my father-in-law had to go to the hospital in Simchas Torah. Baruch Hashem, he was fine, but I found myself stuck in the hospital in the middle of the night over Yom Tov. There was a chesed organization there preparing big meals for everyone, and I offered to help them. One of the patients was a 13-year-old boy with cancer. I asked if I could get him anything. The boy said he really wanted schnitzel and french fries. I managed to find a piece of chicken breast in the fridge, and I made him schnitzel. Another volunteer got him the fries. Later that day, I heard that the boy's mother was looking for me. When I found her, she started crying. She told me her son had been nifter. She wanted to thank me. She had been able to give her son the last thing he asked for, schnitzel and french fries. It's an amazing thought that with a simple piece of chicken, we can make people happy and give something to them. Wishing you a nourishing year in Ruchnius and Gashmius, Moshe Landsman, the school cook. So there's a lot in there that touches upon many of the ideas that we have been speaking about very, very important, especially as we move. Be'ezrat Hashem, in 2.5 weeks, we move into a month of Yomim Tovim. Baruch Hashem, I know how much we all enjoy the Yomim Tovim, but I know it is also a labor of love, but it's a labor. But if we have in mind that we have the koach to take this physical food, and mamish turn it into something ruchnius, and turn it into a davar mitzvah, then it perhaps changes our attitude and helps us to infuse that ruchnius into the avoda of the kitchen. So let us go back to this incredible piece by Rav Shimon Schwab. I'm going back to screen sharing. It's right here. Could you see it says Mayam Besa Shoeva Ekev on the top? I need someone who I could actually see. Yes? Okay, fine. One second. Okay, sorry. Okay. So we're learning this piece from Rav Shimon Schwab. Let's review quickly what we learned last time. I'm not going to add the same insights that we said last time. Let's just so that we remember what we're talking about. We have a pasuk of Birkas Hamazon, a pasuk that commands us, what we translate as the grace after meals. After we eat a meal, we should bless God. So what the pasuk says in chapter 8 of Devarim, pasuk Yod, the chalta visavachta uveirachta Hashem elokecha al arzo tova shanasanach. You shall eat when you are satiated, when you're full. You should bless Hashem your God for the good land that He gives you. So Rav Schwab quotes a Gemara from Maseches Brachos, a famous Gemara. The angels, the heavenly angels, say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm just going through it quickly. I'm not reading the Lashon again. Okay, we did it last time. Ribono Shel Olam, Almighty God, it says in your Torah, you do not show favoritism and you do not show bribes. But on the other hand, you show favoritism to Klal Yisrael. Like the Pasuk says by the Birkas Kohanim, Yisrael Hashem Panav Elecha, Hashem lifts His countenance towards you. So one Pasuk says you don't show favoritism. The other one says you do show favoritism. So what's going on here? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers the angels and He says, should I not show favoritism to Israel? I said in the Torah, they should eat, they should be satiated, and then they should bless Hashem God. And they precede, hey makdimim alatzmam, they're machmir upon themselves. They go beyond the letter of the law. Ad kezayis v'ad kebeitza ad kan. They even if they eat something, the quantity of a kezayis, an olive, or something, the quantity of a kebeitza, an egg, they still bench. But I told them you should only bench when your stomach is totally satiated. They take upon themselves that they should recite the Birkas Hamazon even when they have a lesser quantity of food. How could I not show them favoritism? Okay, so we're going to the second pshat of Rav Shimon Schwab, which is here on column 2, paragraph 2. Oh, yei shlomar. So let's review quickly. That's how we saw the Rambam inside. We quote over on Leib Shtaim, and we're just going to the piece. Okay? Oh, yei shlomar. We can also say, says Rav Schwab, so this is his second pshat, that the Rambam tells us in Perek Dot of Hilchos Deos Halacha Beis, which we saw last time, that it is not appropriate for a person to fill his stomach and to eat till he is totally satiated. So again, I really don't know if this has been on your mind the past week, but it's really been on my mind the past week. How many portions do you take at the table? Do you go back for doubles? How many pieces of dessert? How big is the dessert? How many, I don't know, sliders do you have? Whatever it is, that's what we have for supper. How many do you eat until what point of satiation? Okay? So the Rambam tells you it is not appropriate for a person to fill his stomach and to eat according to total fullness. Sevia Gemura. I ain't sham, you should check it out. There we did last week. Okay? And even though the Torah says v'achalto v'sovata, you only have to bench Birkas Hamazon, grace after meals, when you eat and you are satiated. Nevertheless, shasvia, so we can say from here, tzarich lomar, shasvia tuliya bedato apratit shakol yachiv yachiv. We spoke last time about a couple stories from the Briskarov and about Yad Soladispo. It depends on every person. How do you know what's full? Full depends on each and every individual. One person needs a lot, one person needs a little in order to feel satiated. Shieshu ochal pachos mimilui kreso, because there you have someone who eats less than the fill of his stomach, and when he pulls his hand away from eating, he pulls his hand away from the food, he decides in his mind, I don't need to eat more. Even if I feel slightly hungry, I know that the amount I ate is enough for my survival, not only for my basic survival, it's enough for me to be healthy before God. I'm not going to eat anymore. This is a mental decision, a cognitive decision, not a sign of the stomach sending pangs of fullness up to the brain. Mentally, I decide I don't need more. Okay, Hare Sichlo, his Seichel, his wisdom, his intellect, Viritzono, and his desire, which is also what the Mechaber is speaking about, both food and Ratzon, Mashkitim Ta'avasav HaGufani, his Seichel, his mind, his intellect, and his positive desire to be an Eved Hashem, quiet his physical drives. But whosoever mi bashachal, he tells himself, that was enough. You don't need the entire piece of salmon. You could take 3/4 of the piece of salmon, and you will see that you have had enough. You got an idea of some of what Michal Hartz has been eating this week. The kolach zeh totza'am mi Yerushamayim. Where does this come from? From Yerushamayim. A Jew fills himself up on fear of God. A Jew does not fill himself up on food. It's this week's parasha. Devarim, parak chav hei yud zayin through yud tes, ends with mechamas amalek. And the pasuk tells us, v'ata ayef v'yageya v'lo yare elokim. You were tired and weary and not God-fearing. So the mefarshim debate, who was not God-fearing? It's ambiguous. Was Amalek not God-fearing, or was the Bnei Yisrael not God-fearing? So Rashi says Amalek wasn't God-fearing, therefore they attacked Israel. But there are those who say it actually refers to the Bnei Yisrael. They were not God-fearing, and therefore they were weak, and therefore Amalek was able to attack. A person who eats in this fashion is a product of Yerushamayim. He is God-fearing, fear of heaven, shel Adam. He has fear of heaven. So kol achila so rak kedei she'agufo bari la'avod HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the only reason this person eats is not because he wants a piece and a half of salmon. He eats enough of the salmon that he knows in his seichel and da'as, I had enough, my body is healthy, I could serve Hashem, I don't need more. Kedei she'agufo bari la'avod HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wants his body to be healthy. That's why he eats. If I don't eat, I'm going to die. Now Hashem put me here, and therefore Hashem thinks I have a tafkid to do here, and therefore I have to live up to that tafkid. So the car can't run without gas. I can't run without food. But the purpose of eating is not to be a glutton. Al tinavel b'rshus hatar ramban to yud tes aleph through beis and parshas kedoshim. Kedoshim tiyu kikadosh ani Hashem elokeichem. And the Ramban writes there that we should not eat excessively. The Ramban writes it. You shouldn't eat excessive meat. You shouldn't drink excessive wine. It's gluttonous within the parameters of what is permitted by Torah. And this is not the Torah Mahalach. And it's not the Halach of Yerushamayim. Okay. And like Shlomo HaMelech says in the Pasuk in Mishlei, I looked it up and you see it on the screen, Tzadik ochel lisavea nafsho. Shlomo HaMelech doesn't say that Tzadik eats to be masbia his kreso. A tzaddik doesn't eat to fill his stomach. A tzaddik eats to fill his nefesh, his soul. The end of that pasuk is ubeten rishaim techsar, but the stomach of the wicked will be lacking. Okay, that was a quick recap of everything that we've done so far. Next, we're on column 2 here, last paragraph on the page. Ukvar amar David. David HaMelech says, Yiruas Hashem Kedoshav, ki ein machz oleyav. Actually, we started with this last time, but we stopped in the middle of a paragraph. Yiruas Hashem Kedoshav. Those, Yiruas Hashem, fear God. Kedoshav, those who are holy, his holy ones, fear God. Ki ein machz oleyav, because there is no lack to those who fear him. So those who are God-fearing, Yiruas Hashem Kedoshav, are his holy ones. Ki ein machz oleyav, there's no lack, oleyav, to those who fear him. Shah Kedoshav hayireim es Hashem, God's holy ones who fear God. Umekayamim kadesh atzmecha b'mutarlach. So I don't feel I explained it properly last time. I'm going to explain it to you again. What does it mean, kadesh atzmecha b'mutarlach? Sanctify yourself with what is permitted. What does this mean? It's permitted to eat food. Not only was it permitted to eat food, the first command to Adam HaRishon in the Garden of Eden was, says the Meshech Chachma, mikol yitzagan ochel tochel. The first command to mankind. It's a chiddush. Some people don't realize. Some people think the first command to mankind was pruvu milu asaretz v'kiv shuha. That was a bracha. Vayivarech osam elokim. God blessed them to be fruitful and multiply. So it wasn't be fruitful and multiply, that was a blessing. And it wasn't do not eat from the Eitz Hadas, that was the second command in the Garden of Eden. The Meshech Chachma says the first command in the Garden of Eden was, Mikol Eitz Hagan Uchel Duchel. Ooh, me Eitz, pre Eitz Hadas, Usher B'toch Hagan Lo Shocho Mimenu, Kabi Amechach Mimenu Mos to Mus. But the first command was, eat from the fruit of the garden. Kadesh Es Atzmecha B'mutralach means it is permitted to eat food. Not only that, we're commanded to eat food. Sanctify yourself with what is permitted. Means make your eating holy. Just because it's permitted to eat food, it does not mean you should eat excessive amounts of food. Sanctify yourself with what is permitted. Therefore, the way of the Kedosha, of God's holy ones, Hayireim es Hashem, who are God-fearing, u'mekayimim kadesh asmecha b'mutalach, and they live by this Talmudic dictum, sanctify yourself by what is permitted, I explained to you last time, tzimtzum is contraction or withdrawal. They withdraw, they diminish, they limit their physical pleasure. It's mutter to eat, but they want to sanctify themselves. Mutter means it's allowed. They want to sanctify themselves with what is permitted. Hine nira l'cha'ora. Ki'ilu nimtza atzlam halal shelo malu b'ta'anugim. And therefore you find by such people who do not eat their fill, even though it's permitted. We're not talking about eating treif, so we're not talking about that. We're not talking about eating basar basada treifa lo sochelu, meat that was torn in the field and not shechted properly. No. We're not talking about basar b'chalav, milk and meat. That's not allowed. We're not talking about scallops and shellfish. We're not talking about that. We're talking about food that is permitted. And yet you limit your intake because you realize I've eaten enough with your seichel and das. I've eaten enough to live a healthy life. I don't need more. That is kadech atzmecha b'mutalach. I don't need to taste every single roll of sushi that is on the buffet table. I ate enough. It's a mental decision. Umitzamtzimim hanasam. And they diminish, they contract from meaning they contract from themselves. They withdraw from their own physical desire. Hine nira l'cha'ora, ki'ilu nimtza etzlam chalal, shelo milu b'ta'anugim. Chalal is something hollow. A chalil is a flute, Rabbi Zavlov says, because it's a hollow tube. A corpse is known as a chalal basada, because it is hollow, meaning it doesn't have its neshama. So it's like they are something hollow that has not been filled up with physical pleasures. Remember, they have eaten less than they need. So part of them remains hollow because they have not filled themselves up with ta'anugim. Alzeh Omar, and therefore the pasuk says, ki ein machzer li reyav, there is no lack to those who fear God. Why is there no lack to those who fear God? Shanismale al yidei Yerushalayim. Because they are filled up not with physical food, they are filled up with the awareness of God in their lives. I only eat, a tzaddik eats, not because he wants the apple, because he wants to make ha'eitz. I eat because I want the apple, therefore I make ha'eitz. A tzaddik eats because he wants to make ha'eitz, therefore he eats the apple. It's two different hashkafas. One is full of Yerushalayim, and one is, I want my stomach to feel good, and I like how the apple tastes on my taste buds. It's two totally different opinions. Both people are eating the apple. But one of them eats it solely l'shem shemayim, and the other one enjoys it. He makes the bracha, it's mutter. But it's a totally different hashkafa. But if you say ki ein machzor, there is no lack to those who fear God. Why don't they have a lack? If they haven't eaten the full piece of salmon, they only took 3/4 of the piece of salmon. Shenismala al yidei Yerushalayim. They're filled with something else. They are filled with the fear of God. Their whole life is fused by the fear of God. Rav Shamshar Falhush, on this week's parsha, two parshas ki teitze, right at the end, where the pasuk says, velo yarei elokim. The Bnei Yisrael or Amalek were not God-fearing. Rav Hirsch says, I've told you this before, but to be a Yirei Shamayim, to fear God, means to see God. The same word for God-fearing is God-seeing. Ani ro'eh means I see. Ani mara shamayim, I fear God. It's the same word. So if someone wants to have the fear of heaven, they have to see heaven in their lives. Va'af shehakfirim. Oh, okay. Yiras Hashem kidoshav ki ein machzor lireyav. How does the pasuk continue? Kapitel amidalatim. Kafirim rashu v'ra'evu v'darshi Hashem lo yachzor v'chaltav. Kafirim rashu. The kafirim are hungry v'ra'evu and they're starving v'darshi Hashem. But those who seek God, v'darshi Hashem lo yachzor v'chaltav. Those who seek God will never lack for any good. So now continues Rav Schwab. Where are we up to? Okay. Va'af. Shehakfirim, perush ha'arayos. What is our kfirim? There's different words. I think there's 8 words in Tanakh that describe lions. Okay? A lavi is a lion, an ari is a lion, the kfirim are lions. There's 8 words to describe in Tanakh lions in different stages of growth and development. Va'af shehakfirim, perush ha'arayos, haktanim. The kfirim are the baby lions, the lion cubs. Ein bekocham litrof. They don't have, what is litrof? Tarof, taraf, bini. Basar, basada, treif, lo sochelu. Trof is to hunt and tear meat. When the brothers come back with Yosef's cloak, Paraklamet Zion of Bereshis, and they say, Hakerna, Haksonis bincha, he, and well, wow, father, do you recognize this coat? Is it your son's cloak? After they shechted a goat and they dipped the coat in the goat's blood and they tore it up. And what does Yaakov say? Tarof, taraf, bini. My son Yosef has been torn to shreds. Basar Basada Treif, I think it's the last pasuk of it's Chaf Beis Lamed in Shemos. Basar Basada Treif Lo Sochil, you're not allowed to eat meat that's been torn to shreds. So these little lions, these baby lions, if you've ever watched nature documentaries, you'll see they like to play, they like to practice hunting, they like to pounce on each other, but they don't have the koach, litrof, they don't have the koach to go hunt and tear apart the meat. They're baby lions. They're small animals. They're just cubs. They're not fully grown lions. Therefore, they have become, so to speak, impoverished and hungry. And it's as if they have not eaten their satiation. They haven't eaten their fill. So it's as if they have become impoverished. Vera'evu, and hungry, they haven't eaten enough. Why? Because they're baby lions. They don't know how to tear the meat to shreds. Ve'im kein, tachshov, shagam hamon mo na'im atzva, mimilue kresam, beta'anugim, gamkem, yerevu. And therefore, you might think that someone who holds himself back from filling his belly with pleasurable delights of food would also be hungry. The pasuk says, Yeruas Hashem Kedoshav, ki ein machzor lireyav. We already chanted and explained it with Rav Schwab. Those who fear God are His holy ones. There is no lack to those who fear Him. But then the next pasuk says, David HaMelech says, kefirim rashu v'ra'evu. But baby lions who don't know how to adequately, properly hunt, they don't have the technique of hunting, and they don't have the strength to hunt. Kefir, I don't know if anyone saw Mishpacha Junior last week. It was cool. It was about lions. Did anyone see? No, the Mishpacha Junior last week was all about raising lions, baby lions, they were orphaned, fine. The baby lion doesn't have the koch to tear apart his own food, so therefore, rashu v'ra'evu, the baby lion is impoverished and hungry, meaning he can't fill his belly because he doesn't have enough food to satiate himself. So you might think, says Rav Schwab, v'lachein rashu v'ra'evu, shalo achu de sipukam, they have not eaten enough for their fill. The imkein tachshov, and therefore you might think, Shagam hamona'im atzma milui kresam betanugim gam ken yerevu. You might think, wait, what are you teaching me? This is counterintuitive. If I do not fill my stomach with physical pleasures, I'm also going to be hungry, just like the baby lions. No, al zeh ne'emar, about this, the pasuk says, v'darshei Hashem lo yachzu ruchal tov. Those who seek out God will never lack for good. So we're not like the baby lions. The baby lions talk of, they don't fill their belly, they're going to be hungry. If you've ever seen how much, once the cheetah cubs go a little bigger, how much the mother needs to hunt to keep, you know, her cubs satiated. They need a tremendous amount of meat. So you might think, if I make myself like a baby lion cub and I don't eat kedei suvia to the point of satiation, I'm going to lack. I'm going to be hungry. No. What does the pasuk say? V'darshei Hashem lo yachzu ruchal tov. Those who seek out God will never lack for any good. She'im mimela ha-chalal b'yira shamayim lo yachzu lo shum tov. Because mimela, if he fills the hollowness of his stomach with yira shamayim, he will never lack for anything good. There's an empty space. But if you fill it not with excess food, kadesh esmecha b'mutarlach, you fill it rather with Yira Shamayim, fear of heaven, you fill that empty space in yourself with Torah, with mitzvahs, with musar, with chesed, with learning, with tehillim, with Yira Shamayim. That's what you fill your empty space with. You'll never lack for any good. Remember, somebody told me, I told it over to you, I think Sarah Bodner told it to me, Rav Avigdor Miller's grandson said, people look at the glass, I know I told it to you, of a water. It's half full or it's half empty. How do you see the glass? Half full or half empty? So the pessimist says it's half empty. The optimist says it's half full. Rav Avigdor Miller's grandson said, no, it's all full. It's full of water and it's full of air. You fill the empty space with something. It's not empty at all. It's not half full or half empty. It's totally full. It's 100% full. What's it full of? It's full of water, which is necessary for us to exist. And it's full of air, which is necessary for us to exist. There was an empty space. It was filled with air. So you could say, too, when a person does not eat to stuff himself, and he only eats what he needs to survive, but survive healthy, not like, oh, I have a headache, and oh, I'm so weak, and oh, I have this konkoyach, then you're not eating enough. That's not what it means, okay? You shouldn't eat that your head's always hurting you, and then that means you're not eating enough. You ate enough, but you don't go back for seconds, and you don't go back for thirds, and you take 3/4 of the piece of salmon instead of, the whole piece of salmon. Let's say whatever works for you, eat a little bit less. You will not lack. You will not be like the baby lions. No. Well, yachzu chalta, because you're filling that empty hollow space with fear of God, and therefore you will never lack for any good. Yes, the big lines. Well, the father, the females make the kill, and then the father of the pride gets to have his share first. Okay. V'zeh masha tziva Hashem v'achalta v'savata. And this is what Hashem commanded us on Parashas of Devarim. V'achalta, you should eat. V'savata, you should be satiated. U'veirachta, Hashem l'kecha. You shall bless the Lord God. Im mashachta yadcha misa'uda shahanasa meruba. In paragraph 2, on the right column, on the second page. This is what God commanded us, you should eat and you should be satiated. If you pull your hand away from a feast, from a meal, where the pleasure is so great, meruba. I think it's just also interesting, we're learning this right before Yontif. Yontif Bezer Hashem starts in 2.5 weeks. We shall all be well and healthy, and osha, and nachas, and brios, and mazal, and bracha, and the new year. And we know that the tables are laden. Laden, which one? Laden, yeah, with a plethora, baruch Hashem, of food. We live in a time in a society when, kanai nahar, we have so much. And as Jewish women, we like to prepare beautiful seudos. One side dish is not enough, and one vegetable is usually not enough. I don't know, maybe for you it is. And we like to prepare a lot, and it's our way of being mekubad Shabbos and onag Shabbos and simchas yom tov and feeding our families and honoring the time. But I think it's a balance, and it's teaching us something very, very important. It doesn't need to be so excessive to be a beautiful seuda. And the way of the Torah is not that it should be so excessive. V'zeh ma'asha tziva Hashem, though I haven't made my menus yet, so don't ask me yet what is on them, I'm not sure. But it's just a very interesting perspective. V'zeh ma'asha tziva Hashem ve'achalta v'savata. This is what God commands us, eat and be satiated. If you pull your hand away, imashachli alcha mis'uda, pull your hand away from the seuda, shahan asam beruba, where the pleasure is so increased. Afal pikein tispa. Even nevertheless, you will still be satiated. Why? Because what are you going to be satiated from? You're a shamayim. Maybe there's a dvar Torah at the meal you're satiated from. Maybe there's miros at the meal you're satiated from. Maybe you're satiated. Part of the most powerful part of this piece for me is that a person can decide with their da'as and their ratzon and seichel, his words. You can quiet your physical drive for more food. With your machlipedato, hare sichlo uritzono mashkitim taiva savaguf anyo. You can decide with your mind that I know medically, physically, what is necessary for me to serve Hashem in a healthy fashion. I've had enough, and that's when you stop. It's really been on my mind a lot because food is something that's so integral to our lives. We do it all the time. I'm telling you, when I make a bracha, I think of the pieces we learned by Victor Miller. I'm thinking, okay. Bore priha adama, how did this fruit get here? This fruit of the field. There's some chlorophyll, there's some sunlight, there's some rain, there's some wind, there's some dirt. Look at the miracle, what's in front of me? Afal pi kein tispa uveirachta shem el kacha. Vein ato sovel shum chisar. Nevertheless, you will not eat, you will pull your hand away from the excessive physical pleasure, and nevertheless, you will be satiated, and then you will bless Hashem your God. Vein ato sovel shum chisar. And Hashem says, you will not lack for anything. You will not have lack. Nimtza, it's a whole different approach to eating. Has anyone, I'm curious, have you been thinking about this over the past week or no? You've just been eating like regular. I understand nobody wants to answer. It's really like made a big impression on me over the course of this week. Nimtza, between this or Victor Miller, it's really bli einhara. I'm not trying to give myself a einhara, chas v'sham. The purposes of teaching, of being mechazik and inspiring and explaining, I'm telling you that I don't ever preach to you and live a different way. I don't try to do that. I primarily teach myself first. And maybe some people want to come along, I hope, for the journey. But it's really, really changed my mentality, my focus when I say a bracha, my appreciation of the food. That's why I found that piece from Mishpacha very powerful. That man says that he can't even eat and he's the cook. says to the children, if you would appreciate what we put in the food, maybe you would complain less and have a better attitude about the school lunches. Nimtza. Yeah, so I read 10 minutes, right? But I'm saying you don't need a trick. That's one trick is to wait 20 minutes before you get seconds. That your brain has time to realize you're satiated. I say this with really the greatest respect. I respect every single person who comes to learn with me and every single venue takes the time for these Torah classes. That's exactly not what we're talking about. It's not about being physically satiated. If you wait 20 minutes, or I read 10 minutes, a few months, whatever, last year was in the Jewish home, wait 10 minutes. For your brain to, as you're satiated, that's not what Rav Shimon Schwab is speaking about. It's about not being satiated. It's not about, am I explaining this well? It's not about being satiated. No, it's not about waiting 20 minutes to say, oh, I had enough, I'm full. It's about not being full. Am I doing an okay job here? Kadesh es atzmecha b'mutar lach means I am not satiated, but I know logically, da'as seichel ratzon, I had enough. I don't need to wait till I'm satiated. This is enough to serve God. It's okay if I'm still a little physically hungry because my body is healthy. I'm going to stop eating. It's not about waiting to see if you're satiated. It's not about being satiated. It's about being not satiated. Kefirim rashu v'ra'evu. Young lions are impoverished and they are ra'evu. They're still hungry. Those who seek God don't need to be satiated. Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, Lahavda between us and him, alpha, a billion of dollars. He didn't need to be satiated. That's not what eating was about. It's not let me wait till I'm satiated. It's about I'm not satiated, but intellectually I had enough, therefore I'm going to stop eating. So, correct. So Shani, who's a physician's assistant, a PA, said, your mind is so powerful, you can use it to actually change and influence your physical self, which is true in medical studies. That's what Rav Schwab is saying. This is not... Okay, I'm going on. Okay. There was just another comment of the same theme, which is fine. Everyone could comment whatever they want. But it makes me feel like I'm not doing a good job explaining this. So Hashem should give me the right words to make this come across properly. I'm going to continue. I think I tried to stress. It's not about waiting to see if you're satiated. I'm going on. Nimtza. Sh'al yedei she'yishal medaktikim al atzmam levroich al kazayis v'al kabeitza. Yes, it's a huge chiddush. Thank you. That's right. Baruch Hashem. Thank you for posting that. Ein simcha katarsa sveikos. One of the things that I daven for is Hashem sefasai tiftach. That's exactly correct. Thank you. This isn't about satiation at all. Go back and listen to part one and the beginning of part two. It's davka not about being satiated. It has nothing to do with waiting 20 minutes or 10 minutes or 15 minutes. Nimtza sh'al yedei she'yishal medaktikim al atzmam levroich al kazayis v'al kabeitza. And so we find that since Israel, B'nai Israel, Jewish people, are medaktik, exacting with themselves, to bless over something the size of a kazayis and the something of a kabeitza, kazayis is much smaller than a 3/4 piece of salmon, and so is a kabeitza, okay? Shabazak far higiu l'sevia. I'll give you an example. Okay, besides where you get it with the 3/4 pieces of salmon, because I said that a few times as an example. So usually when I have my lunch, sometimes it's a big salad. Today I had eggs. Between my morning shir and my next afternoon shir, I made myself an omelet. So I saute onions and spinach and tomatoes and garlic cubes and basil and parsley. It's really good. And 2 eggs and mozzarella cheese and feta. It's delicious. Okay, spinach, onions, frozen spinach, onions, tomatoes, 2 garlic cubes, 1 basil, 1 parsley cube. I let it all saute. Then I add 2 eggs and mozzarella and feta cheese and black pepper. It's delicious. And then I put some sliced pepper on the side, like bell pepper. Usually when I eat this lunch, I did this twice this week already, I have 4 corn thins. Don't laugh at me. 4, you know what corn thins are? They're very good. Real food corn thins. You don't know what they are? They're delicious. Not rice cake, corn thins. Yeah, I could get the bag on sugar. It's like 25 calories in one. Usually I have 4. This week, I don't have them every day, but sometimes I just have a salad without the corn thins. It's like a rice cake, but it's a corn thin, it's called. This week, both times, I only had 3 corn thins with my meal instead of 4. I always have 4. They're extremely low calorie. I'm just giving you an example. You think I'm just teaching you? I'm giving an example of how I'm working on this. Instead of 3 sliders tonight, they were teeny. My husband says these are sliders. They look like meatballs. I worked all day. I grilled them. Supper was ready for everybody when they came home from work and from school. Baruch Hashem, nothing bad. He said, they look like meatballs. I looked at him. He's like, what? They just look like meatballs. I had 2 instead of having 3. So with the corn thins, instead of having 4 with my omelet and sliced pepper and can of seltzer, I had 3. Why? Because I'm trying to implement what I'm teaching you, what I'm learning. Because kafirim rashu v'raiviv v'darshay Hashem lo yachzu chotav. Now, does it really make a difference to my satiation 3 or 4? Maybe, I don't know, but you need to use your seichel and your das and your ratzon to overcome your ta'ava so hagufani. It's not my words, it's his words. It's not about waiting. It's about not waiting. It's not about feeling full. It's about not feeling full. Yes, I want the extra corn thin. Yes, I'm used to eating it. Yes, I enjoy it very much. I don't need it medically to serve God. The omelet, as I described it, you could imagine it's very delicious with the sliced red pepper and the can of flavored seltzer and 3 corn thins is enough. I don't need a 4th. So for me, at that point, I am being mitzamtzim my taiva gufani. I'm telling you real examples from me this week. Real. This is something that we can, if we're interested. So you could say, I have a lot of things to work on in my avodas Hashem, I'm not interested in this. Fine, so that's not for you. But it's a whole psychology into eating and into the Torah perspective. And I believe now, since I found this piece right of Schwab, this is what our author is trying to teach us about the ratzon when it comes to food. Food is not bad, food is good. Food is not evil, food is important. Food is a bracha. Food, eating, was the first command in the entire Torah. We call it tzagan ochel tochel. Could you imagine? The first command that God gave the world is eat. But how you eat reflects the kind of person you are vis-a-vis Avodas Hashem. Nimtza, she'al yedei she'yisrael medakta kim al atzmo levarach al kazayis v'al kabeitza. And therefore we have found that since the Bnei Yisrael are medaktic, exacting with themselves, to bench, to bless, even if they eat an olive size, even if they only eat an egg size, even if they eat 3 corn thins. By the way, there's no benching over corn thins. They are the whole meal that I ate was a bar nefashos. But let's say, okay, so al kazayis v'al kabeitza, shebazak far higiru l'sevia al yedei yoresh shemayim sham. So I'll tell you another example. Usually when I have a bowl of fruit, I fill it up more. I put in more fruit. I enjoy fruit very much. I don't really eat unhealthy snacks. So, but this week, I took a bowl of fruit, and I didn't take a second bowl of fruit after I ate the first bowl of fruit. I took a bowl of fruit, less than the amount I usually take, and I didn't go back for a second bowl. It's a whole different mentality in eating. And I keep telling myself, and believe me, I'm not starving myself. I described my omelet. It's not small. It has a lot of stuff going on. It's really delicious. But they don't need more than the kazayis. They don't need more than kabeitza. Micha, it's train yourself. You don't need 4 corn thins. You can manage with 3. If it doesn't work for you, please don't send me emails that you don't like this. Fine. Take it up with Shulman Schwab. Take it up with the Torah. This is a gevaldik chiddush. Because they've already reached the point of severe satiation because God is in front of them. That's enough to fill my halal, to fill my hollow space. He's not saying starve yourself. God forbid. You eat what you need to serve Hashem, but not more. When you think of what is served oftentimes at parties or events or buffet tables, that's the extreme of the opposite of this. Lakein, mida keneged mida, and therefore, measure for measure. When I finish this paragraph, I see there's 9 comments. I'll look at it. Let me just get through this paragraph first, please. Lakein, mida keneged mida, and therefore, lakein, mida, measure for measure. Ra'uim heim lahan hagel lemaila me'ateva haragil. Remember the original kasha? What was the original kasha? The original kasha was the angels go to the Ribbon Shalom, and the angels say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, God, you wrote in your Torah, you don't show favoritism. You wrote in your Torah, you don't take bribes. But wait a minute, you show favoritism to Klai Yisrael. One pasuk says, lo yisapanim, he doesn't lift his countenance towards you, which means favoritism. The other pasuk says, yisa Hashem panav, he lifts his countenance. So do you show favoritism or don't you show favoritism? You said you don't, but to Klai Yisrael, you show favoritism. So God gives this cryptic answer. This cryptic answer has to do with food. Hashem says, well, you know, taka, I show them favoritism because I told them, eat, be satiated, and recite the grace after meals. They eat only a kazayis or a kabetza, olive volume or an egg volume, and they still bless me after. How could I not show favoritism? So what Chazal are trying, what the commentators are trying to do is figure out what this Gemara means, this conversation between God and the Malachim. It seems very strange. So Rav Schwab now is going to answer that question here. Nimtza. So therefore we find that because I'm here, I'm in paragraph, second full paragraph in the right column, that because Israel is exacting upon themselves to bless, i.e. to bench, recite Birkas and Mazon, grace after meals, when they eat only a kazayis or a kabesa, that's not kadei sevia. Okay, no regular person is full from kizayis or kibbutz. I don't know, maybe you're full from an egg. Michal Horowitz is not, but you might be. I'm not saying it's sarcastic. I'm being serious. Shabazak farhigyu the sevia al yedei yerushamayim shem, because they don't need more. They have reached satiation through being God fearing, and therefore measure for measure, since they are satiated lamalam in a teva, they're full, satiated above the natural way. The natural way is eat till you're satiated. The natural way is wait 20 minutes. Now you're full, don't eat anymore. That's not what we're speaking about. We're talking about not being stuffed, not being fully satiated. Don't wait till your brain realizes you're full. No, I'm not full, but I had more than enough. Sauteed in olive oil, a little bit of olive oil. Sauteed onions with two spinach cubes. You know, they sell them, not cubes, like little mounds. And the garlic, and the parsley, and the basil cube, and sliced tomatoes, and two eggs, and mozzarella cheese, and feta cheese, and a can of seltzer, and sliced red bell pepper. Y'all think, oh my gosh, what does she eat for lunch? I'm cutting to her house. Maybe it's delicious. Three corn thins is enough. I don't need four. Oh, I like four. Oh, my brain feels better with four. Oh, it gives me more enjoyable ta'anug. That's exactly the point. Be mitzamtzim. Everyone on their own level. Be mitzamtzim. So when you fill yourself up, lamala min ateva, in other words, I'm not filled up piteva. I'm not filled naturally. Naturally filled means I'm full from the food. But I'm not full from the food because I want another corn dip, but I'm not eating it. I want the rest of the piece of salmon, but I'm not eating it. I want a third slider, but I'm not eating it. So therefore, Hashem says, mida kenegel, mida, measure for measure. You are filling yourself up not with what's natural, but with what's not natural. Therefore, measure for measure, God pays us back. Lahan haga lamayla mea teva haragia. Teva is God does not show favoritism. But lamala mina teva is he does show favoritism. So when we eat al pi teva, that means I eat to satiation, like the male in the pride. When he finishes eating, then the females can go in. And when the females finish, then the cubs can go in. The male, when does he stop eating? The male lion does not say, oh, well, you know, I had enough meat from these three rib bones. I'm not really going to eat five and six. Let me save it for somebody else because I had enough. He's going to eat till he's full. That's teva. God does not show favoritism if you eat al pi teva because you're not ruhi to lamala mina teva. But when you eat not b'teva, and you fill yourselves up, not according to nature, but you fill yourself with yiras shamayim, then measure for measure, because that's how Hashem runs the world, mida kanega mida. Hashem shows you favoritism. It's not because he's choosing you favoritism. It's you've brought it upon yourself in a good way. You filled yourself up above, not a natural way. God will reward you above nature, which is above nature. He does show favoritism. The Omer Kosh Baruch Hu, it's such a gewaldig. Who said it's gewaldig? Jody Kofsky from Australia. Is that who said it? It's a huge chiddush. That's exactly right. It's a huge chiddush. It's 1 second. I said I'm going to check it after, but I'm... That's exactly right. This way of living is so much healthier in so many ways. And also, you're allowing your mind to control your physical-based desires, your animalistic tendency, and not the other way around. Eating is an animalistic drive. We all have the nefesh ha-behemi and the nefesh ha-sichli. We all have our animalistic instincts. Animals do a lot of things we do, or I should say we do a lot of things animals do. And then we have a lot of things that define us as human beings. What could define us as human beings primarily is our ability to choose. We have the ability to choose. Animals cannot choose. A lion doesn't do anything bad when it eats kadesh sevia. They're so bloated after the meal they can't even walk. They lay down on the savannah and they just pass out from being so stuffed. You should never feel like that. A Jew should never feel like that. And therefore, Hashem says, V'chilo asa panim l'Yisrael, how can I not show favoritism to Israel? Aval l'misha memalei kreiso b'li me'atzor, alav ne'mar anhag asher lo yisa panim. So when it says, Yisa Hashem panav eilecha, Hashem does show favoritism, it's talking about people who eat above nature, who fill themselves up with Yirat Shamayim, see God, therefore revere God, therefore God says, how could I not show them favoritism? But he who fills his stomach without knowing when to stop. Okay? So for dessert this Friday night, delicious. Shabbos day. We served a lemon freeze. It's such a yummy recipe. It's so easy. That my daughter got from my sister-in-law, her aunt, if anyone's interested. It's really easy. It's not the healthiest, but it's very easy. So I managed took a very small sliver. And I will tell you, in the olden days, I would have taken another small sliver. I took one very small sliver with some fruit. I didn't take a double portion of fruit. I didn't take seconds of the lemon freeze. And it's not about eating dessert or not eating dessert. It's about how much of any one food you are eating and when do we stop. And I think that's what the Mechaber has been trying to teach us these past few weeks in this whole section that deals with our ratzon, our desire for food, and God's ratzon. And I hope now we have a much greater understanding of what the Torah approach is to proper healthy eating for a Yirei Shamayim. Aval l'misha memeya, I know I see the time. L'misha memeya kreso b'li matzar, but someone who fills his stomach without stopping. Alav ne'emar ha'anhag asher lo yishav panim. About him, it says the practice, God will not show favoritism. So a person has the ability to mamash use their mind to control their physical selves. Let me see what people wrote here. Right, gevaldik chiddush. It is. It's tremendous. Yes, if a person puts down his fork or spoon between bites, it's also a way of having restrained eating. So all of these things, the restraint in eating comes to teach us that there is a Ribono Shel Olam. Ki lo al halachem yavado, in the last paragraph of Shabbos is going to go back to, which Be'ezer Hashem we're going to do next week, because I really do want to finish this whole piece, because it's tremendous. Lo al halachem, in the same paragraph of Devarim, where the Pasuk says, ve'chalta v'savato ve'rachta, which this whole piece is based on, you should eat b'seishir and bench. The Pasuk also says, lo al halachem, which is where Rav Shab is going to go back to, which is where we started last week. Lo al halachem levado yichei ha'adam. Ki al kol matzo pi Hashem yichei ha'adam. A person does not live by bread alone, but everything that emanates from the mouth of Hashem, that is what a person lives on. And Shab is really giving us a powerful methodology that can practically be implemented with small changes, with the right kavana, to improve our, the right kavana is not I want to fit into a size 2, so I'm not having this last quarantine, because I don't think it's going to make a difference anyway what size you're going to be, if you 3 quarantines or 4, it's 25 extra calories. That's not what it's about. That's the wrong hashkafa. The right hashkafa is, I'm an Eved Hashem, I have to be kadosh as asmecha b'mutar lach. We do not eat in a gluttonous fashion. Kadoshim ti kadosh ni Hashem atechem al pi the Ramban. And I can use my seichel, my da'as, and my ratzon to control my animalistic physical drives. And that is truly a path of exalted Yirat Shamayim and Avodas Hashem. So it seems from your comments that people are enjoying. And I think Bli Einherr, I'm doing an okay job explaining. And it feels gratifying, and I'm grateful to Hashem to be able to try to implement what I'm teaching. The comment was, you must have felt much better physically and spiritually from the reduction. I'm grateful for this peace and this chiddush and for Torah in our lives. That helps guide us really in all aspects of our life. Shani girl, as you said, good food for thought. If you look at the title of last week's shir on Yayu Torah, it says food for thought, and in parentheses, pun intended. Okay, the shir should continue to be an Aliyah Neshama from Miriam Bas Chaim Yitzhak, Allah HaShalom. And Be'ezer Hashem, we will continue next week. Thank you so much, everybody. You should have a wonderful week, and Be'ezer Hashem, good Shabbos. Thank you so much. Kol Tov.